Environmental groups in Missouri are trying to block construction of a cement plant that would be one of the largest in the world. The Holcim Company is waiting for permission to build a facility about 40 miles south of St. Louis. It's nearly double the size of the next largest U.S. cement plant, and federal regulators say it could worsen the ozone problem in St. Louis. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
St. Genevieve County is home to Missouri's oldest European settlement, a historic town of the same name overlooking the Mississippi. But most of the county is rural. Commissioner Albert Fulks says long before tourists discovered St. Genevieve, the county's economy was built on rock, specifically limestone.
And that's what we've got down here. You know, we've got good limestone, and there's a use for all of it. A lot of the lime that comes out of here goes actually to water treatment plants. So it's just good limestone.
And a lot of it is used to make cement. St. Genevieve County is home to several limestone quarries. But plans by the Switzerland-based Holcim Company call for a quarry and a cement factory far larger than anything else yet seen in the county, or for that matter, the nation.
And here we are.
Holcim spokesperson Nancy Tully takes visitors on tours of the site selected to be the home of the new plant. Tully says the company chose this spot because of the quality of the limestone and its proximity to the Mississippi. Barges will carry most of the 4 million tons of cement produced each year up and down the river. Right now, there's just a gravel road here. On one side is a creek. On the other side are bluffs covered with thousands of acres of forest. Tully drives into a clearing. It's an old limestone quarry, and this is where the cement plant will be built.
There's about 60 acres here now that we will be using, and we will fill this whole area. Our offices building will be over in that area. The kiln is actually up a little bit further up here.
The kiln is where crushed limestone rock and clay are baked together at temperatures of up to 2,000 degrees and form calcium silicate, cement. Getting out of the truck, Tully talks about the steps Holcim has already taken to minimize the project's impact on the environment. Holcim is creating more than 60 acres of wetlands to replace 14 acres being taken to build a harbor on the river. But most of the site, she says, will be left in its natural state.
We have 3,900 acres, and 2,200 acres will be kept as a conservation area for a buffer area.
But environmental groups are not reassured, and they're fighting to block the plant's construction. They have a long list of concerns about the dredging and the widening of the Mississippi, about the leveling of hardwood forests and what that will mean for songbirds and an endangered species of bat, and about what emissions from the plant will mean for the region's air quality. Ted Heisel heads the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. While stacks for the kiln at the Holcim plant will also emit particulates and carbon monoxide, the substance that Heisel and government regulators are most concerned about is nitrogen oxide, a key component in the formation of a major pollution problem, ground-level ozone.
Holcim's plant will emit something on the order of 6,000 or 7,000 tons of nitrogen oxides every year into the region's air, and that's going to impact St. Louis. People that breathe the air in St. Louis, it's also going to impact downwind states.
Much of the dispute involves what type of technology Missouri will require Holcim to use to reduce nitrogen oxide, sometimes called NOx. For years, the state insisted that the plant employ a scrubber system widely used by power plants and which has now begun to be used by cement manufacturers. But Missouri recently backed off that demand. The state's now requiring Holcim only to use that scrubber technology on an experimental basis, allowing it to take the scrubbers offline if and when they cause production problems. That change is what got the Environmental Protection Agency's attention. The EPA questioned the state's decision, saying it believes the scrubber technology should remain a requirement for the cement plant. John Nodal is with the EPA's Kansas City office.
Well, the Holcim plant is a really very large facility. It's the second largest NOx source that's been permitted in the region in the last 20 years, and so we did have concerns from that point of view.
The discussion of nitrogen oxide emissions from the cement plant is not just theoretical. Historically, St. Louis has had trouble with ozone, reaching the federal standard only after years of work reducing emissions throughout the region. Soon, a new, tighter federal ozone standard goes into effect, and under that standard, St. Louis is already over the limit. Federal and state regulators say emissions from the new Holcim plant will make cleaning up the region's ozone problem even harder.
I can tell you, I believe that we have a very good permit.
Leanne Tippett with Missouri's Air Pollution Control Program says her agency has struck a balance between the need to improve air quality and Holcim's concerns that stricter regulations would be costly and impractical. But Tippett argues that her agency is still holding Holcim to a high standard that will protect air quality in the St. Louis area.
That's been one of our primary concerns from word go, has been the potential for impact this facility has on the St. Louis area, because as you know, we've struggled for many years to try to meet the National Ambient Air Quality Standards for ozone.
Environmentalist Ted Heisel notes that the scrubber technology that Holcim considers experimental is already in daily use at more than a dozen cement plants in Europe, and that Missouri has required it to be installed at another cement company operating in the state.
And so why is Holcim getting off much easier than other companies do?
That question is also being asked by the EPA, which says it may take further action. Of special concern to the federal agency is a recent study showing that ozone produced in the St. Louis area is not just a problem here, but is also polluting the air in Chicago, 300 miles to the northeast. The EPA told Missouri that if it doesn't tighten restrictions on the Holcim plant, it shouldn't issue a final permit before first getting approval from the governor of the state that's directly downwind, Illinois. Greg Allen, NPR News.